the smaller deer. They're about the poetic part of it. But there may be mentions of a world where mud mixes with a fruit and turns into gold, and elephants that are big like football fields and things like that, that we may get hooked up with and disturbed by, and then feeling a need to figure out and straighten out and all that. Now, what if some of those words, because very often, these are just words. We can add this to the after in the end of that thing there with the sun being in the middle of the cosmos. But at the last, Bhaktivedanta Institute conference in November 23, I asked that question, that there may even be a risk if we're afraid of understanding things allegorically, as if that meant they are false. Then we get hung up on those little realities, which they actually are, trying to prove them more, although they may be understand, get them together somewhere other with our modern science, when they were mainly maybe just a couple of words thrown in there poetically or whatever, metaphorically, as poetry does. And that by not acknowledging that, taking such words literally, fail to see the underlying knowledge which this poetry and metaphor is there to convey.